us for overflow, shilling us with peril.
Sara Bashkayat Mahala.
Amen. Okay, and learning means not only the chachma of the learning, but the inculcation of the ideas, which is the harder part of the avoda, which is exactly what we're talking about. We are on page Memvav in Sefer Musar Avicha. This is, I believe, our 13th session today. L'misparam is June 11th. It's maybe the 22nd of Sivan, I don't recall. And again, so 13th session, Sefer Musar Avicha, on page Memvav, the bottom paragraph, three lines from the bottom. All of this, all of what he's talking about now, is a commentary really on a simple, but not so simple, Mishnah and Pirkei Avos: do not be like servants who serve the master in order to receive a reward. Rather be like servants who serve the master, not to serve a reward. Al tiyu ka'avodim ha-mishamshin as the rabba manas l'kaval pras, ela havu ka'avodim ha-mishamshin as the rabba shelo al-manas l'kaval pras, or al-manas shelo l'kaval pras, actually two versions of it. Again, just to review, the question was, when you really think about what the reward is that we're talking about, this becomes difficult, this becomes problematic, because the reward that we're talking about is perfecting your neshama. And what's wrong with that? If we were talking about reward, getting $100, getting a life of luxury, getting honor, getting glory, I would understand why we would say, don't serve the master to get a reward. But if the reward we're talking about is perfecting the neshama, which is what Hashem wants of us, what is wrong with serving him for that purpose? So we saw the beginning of his answer really last week in this first paragraph, and this is a deep idea, but he gave a mashal, somebody who saves a whole state from a calamity and then gets some kind of monetary reward for that and is happy about the monetary reward, but not happy about what he's done. There's something profoundly wrong with that person. So too, the magnitude of making a nachas ruach liyotzreinu, pleasing Hashem, should so dwarf and so outweigh any consideration of the perfection or approaching perfection of my own neshama that it should be impossible to focus on. He's saying seichel itself, when you really think things through, when you go through the chachma of Yiras Hashem, of serving Hashem, seichel itself, just logic, tells us that there should be no place for thinking about personal perfection of neshama when you realize the grander scheme of things. So in today's piece, starting at the bottom of page Memvav, he's going to present it as a different answer. I think it's really another perspective or a deeper perspective on the same thing. Okay, so let's look four lines from the bottom. Od yesh makom la'anos bazeh. There's also a place to answer in this question. There's another, there's room to say more. Shekasher nachkor al mahus ha-shleimus shel chayim shleimim. When we analyze the mahus, ma means what? Mahus is the whatness. When we talk about the mahus of something, we mean the essence of it. What is the mahus of this? What is the mahus of that? You mean the essence, you mean the what? Mahus. Mahus from the word ma. See, in English you get a lot of extra letters and syllables. In Hebrew it's just, what's the whatness of this? It's much
very clear.
Simpler, yeah. And that's a common word in Svarim. What's the mahus of Odom? What's the mahus of Avas Hashem? We want to know what is it really? Not the periphery, what's the essence of the thing? What is the real ma of it? So when you analyze the mahus of the completion, of what's a real life? What's Chayim Shleimim? Shleimim, what's a complete life? Not just that person incidentally happens to be alive, but is thriving, has a complete life. We'd say that necessarily kol inyan chayim, the whole concept of chayim, of life, who ratzon, now I believe there's a typo here, I believe it should say v'hakara, not hechreach. Hechreach would mean necessity, that's not what it means. It should read, I believe, ratzon v'hakara, will and recognition. He'll explain what he means, but everything here, I'm explaining it the way I believe I understand what he's saying. It's possible in any of these limudim that I'm missing something. You'll have to forgive me. This is only Rav Kook according to my limited understanding. And his writing is subtle. His ideas are very subtle. So, but I believe I'm understanding this correctly, and he does refer you to a Mishnah in Avos that he comments on in his Siddur, Olas Re'iyah, is his commentary on the Siddur, and after Shabbos Mincha, there's an old minhag to recite Pirkei Avos, you have commentary in Pirkei Avos there in Shabbos Mincha. But let's leaving that aside, Ratzon v'Hakara means will. A person wills something. And Hakara is recognition. If a person has no will and is unaware, no recognition of anything, is unable to perceive and analyze and see what things are, he's lacking the essence of life. Ratzon and Hakara, will and recognition. Bottom line, v'yis'alu hadvar mishval erech ad rom maila shal chaye nishmas chayim hashlema. And these matters rise up from the lowest value till the highest of the high of going to the top of Mem Zion. We just, you'll notice as we said that we rose from the bottom of the page to the top. Nothing's by coincidence. But to the highest level. I believe what he means is, even at a basic level, having will and having recognition, that gives a modicum of meaning in life. And what he's saying is, and that concept takes you from the lowest, from the smallest degree to the highest of the high. It's all ultimately about Ratzon and Hakar, recognition, as I'll explain. Shehi Etzem Hadam, the fulfillment of life, having a full life, which is what man is, that's man himself. V'hine Shleimus HaChayim Mitzad HaKara. Maybe it pays for me just to summarize what he's saying so that we don't get lost in the trees. Let me just give you an idea of what the forest is, which I think ultimately is not that difficult a concept, but what great Chacham do is they put everything under the microscope. There's a very big difference between seeing something from afar versus seeing all of its details and understanding everything about it. So the overarching idea, I think it's somewhat easy to understand, but he's really analyzing it fully. And what he's basically saying is that just like the greatness that man can achieve is wisdom, is knowledge, which is the understanding of God. It's not understanding of something that somebody made up, which can be inaccurate. It's understanding the truth of existence, which comes from the knowledge of Hashem. A person can spend a lifetime studying something that someone else made up, which is inaccurate. It strays from the truth. So wisdom means true wisdom. It means the Chochmah of Hashem. God is Echad. He's everything about us. So the true wisdom is knowing Him. Knowing Him can come from studying things about what He created and His will in the Torah and so on. But ultimately, all of those roads lead to Chochmah of Hashem. But Chochmah alone is insufficient, he's going to say, because if I know all about Him, but my will is not synchronized with my Chochmah, then that's a terrible disparity. So just like the highest level of Chachmah is the Chachmah of Hashem to the fullest degree that we can understand God, which we're going to say in a second is actually nothing. We only understand His Hanhaga. We only understand the Chachmah that He manifests in the world. We know nothing of God. He's inscrutable. He's unknowable. All of the Svarim that talk about Hashem talk about that. Ultimately, we know nothing of Him. We only know His Hanhagos that He, in His infinite kindness, shows us. But that's the highest level of Chachmah we can achieve. The same thing is true, that life is not full. If there's only hakara, if there's only recognition of Hashem's wisdom, but there's no ratzon, if there's no synchronization of my ratzon with His ratzon, that's also exceedingly lacking. In fact, it's actually worse. No chachma and no ratzon is not good. Chachma and no ratzon is even worse, because then the man is totally self-contradictory. That's even worse. So to have a full life, not only do I have to make my chachma approach His as much as possible to understand Hashem, I have to make my ratzon approach His as much as possible. What is the ratzon Hashem? The ratzon Hashem is the collective ratzon Hashem. It's the fullest ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is not Avram Steinberg's neshama alone. It's all-inclusive. It's all of Hashem's creation. So if I have a choice between wanting to perfect my neshama, which granted Hashem gave every person a neshama, which is radiant and luminescent and it's wonderful, but that's only a piece. The will of Hashem at large is much larger than that. Just like the way to achieve shleimus in das is to make your das as close to His as possible, so too the way to achieve shleimus at large is also to make one's ratzon as close to Hashem's ratzon. Close to Hashem's ratzon as possible means seeing the big picture, not the small picture. It's not only about my neshama, it's about Hashem's will at large. I mean, that's the idea that he's going to be presenting. So, Tava Mem Zayin, V'hine Shleimus HaChayim Mitzad HaAkara, the completion of life from the perspective of recognition. I mean, as opposed to Ratzon here. The human being has intellect, which is why I'm thinking about things. I'm right now thinking about doing all kinds of mitzvahs, and what would be the halachas, how would I do them, how would I do this chesed, how would I do this, but it doesn't mean I'm doing it at all. In fact, I can be lazy, and I can be sitting here and analyze the whole thing in my mind, but never do it. So now we're talking about hakar, recognition, understanding. So the shleimus of life that comes in the realm of hakara, understanding, recognizing, vadai shiro'i shayya, it is certainly appropriate that it should be. Now he uses a phrase that's, I think, very deep. I think he's including a lot of ideas in this phrase, but benichbad shebemukarim yediya benichbad shebeyaduim. In the most honorable of the recognized, there should be knowledge in the most honorable of the known. Is that clear?
No.
Okay. I believe what he means by that phrase, he's just talking about yediya and hakara. I think the reason he used that phrase is the only being who is Yediya is God. We know him. He must be. God is described, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described in this form as the Mukhrach HaMetzias. He must exist. Everything else is Mikra, happens to exist. I happen to exist, but if you study philosophy, the universe could exist if I don't. But there's no such thing as, what would the world be like without Hashem? That's why Hashem is described as the Mukhrach HaMetzias. He must exist. Logically, he must exist. Philosophically, he must exist. Everything else happens to exist.
Happens.
Yeah, what we call Mikra. Yes. He is the only Mukhrach HaMetzias, the one who must exist. Hashem Echad doesn't mean he happens to be one. It means he must be one. There must be an omnipotent God Almighty. Everything else that he made, he decided to make it. But could he have decided otherwise? Could he have made 2 plus 2 equal 5? Everything else, more than 2 plus 2 equals 4, Hashem must exist. Because he could have made a universe where 2 plus 2 equals 5. But Hashem must exist. There cannot be a universe without Hashem. There can be a universe without 2 plus 2 equals 4. That's what all the Sfarim that approach things from a philosophical perspective, they go through this at great length. In fact, at levels that I cannot process in my mind. But Hashem is Mukhrach HaMetzias. So I believe when he talks about the most honorable of the known, he means Hashem, because Yediyas Hashem is the only real knowledge you have. I can know a whole area of science, but that's because Hashem happened to make it that way. But if things change, if the science changes, if the world changes, so it won't be that way. If he hadn't made it that way, it wouldn't be that way. But Yediyas Hashem, no matter what happens in technology, no matter what social factors, Hashem Echad. So Hashem is the most honorable of the known, of the Yiduim. Man is the most honorable of the Mukarim. Hashem is Makiras. In Hebrew, when you say you know somebody, ani makiroto, you give recognition to somebody. Why? What does it mean to recognize something? Because you can choose not to recognize something. Politically, this one fails to recognize that one. Because everything else, you can't. See, to Hashem, you can't fail to recognize him. All you're doing is doing yourself a disservice, but he's there. I like the story with Reb Chaim of Elazar, where two people were fighting, had a real estate dispute. This one said, this field is mine. The other guy said, this field is mine. And Reb Chaim of Elazar stepped aside for a second, went like this. And he said, what are you doing? And he said, you said the land is yours. You said the land is yours. I wanted to hear what the land said. What did it say? It said, you're both mine. So we can, I don't recognize, you know, when people talk agnostically or atheistically, they're only doing themselves a disservice, but it's not a question of being Makir Hashem. He is a known entity, not a recognized entity. But someone else, you can deny him. There can be somebody who everybody is ignoring, and in fact, he is thereby ignored. So we are Mukar, we are recognized. There's the option. Do you recognize this person? Do you not? There are people who, God forbid, have been ignored in life. They are not, people aren't Makir then. So man is the most honorable of the Mukarim. God recognizes us. He gave us existence. He gives us attention, kivayachal, and so on. I believe that's a whole lecture, but I believe that's why he's talking about the most honorable of the recognized, which basically means of the things that Hashem, he didn't have to, but he decided in his goodness, in his chesed, to give recognition to, were the highest up there, the highest on the totem pole of the food chain, the totem pole of the recognized, must seek yediyah of the highest of the known, which is Hashem kivayachol. Okay? So basically, the being who Hashem bestowed with the greatest understanding, he didn't have to do that, he did that out of his kindness, must focus itself, that's us, we must focus ourselves to know him as much as possible. That's basically what he's saying. Okay, now that that's our mission statement, how do we do that? So, line 3 on page Mem Zayin, Omnon, however, kasher lo nasig mimenu yisbarach, since it is so that we cannot grasp, to be masig is to fathom or grasp, of him, yisbarach, blessed be he, ki im, chafalof is ki im, bechinas, he's made a little streichel, left off the end of the word bechinas, but that is the word bechinas, which means a realm of hahanhoga v'hachochma shebebriyas ha'olamos. We cannot understand Hashem. Okay, this is a very important point. When we're little children, and you tell a little child, you know, Hashem is everywhere, and the kid thinks he's grasped Hashem. Once you start to learn something, you realize just how far we are from grasping anything about Hashem. So we grasp nothing of him. We know nothing about him. We cannot describe him with a single word. But what we can approach understanding, and even that stretches our beings to their limits, is the hanhaga, his workings, how he conducts things, and the chachma that's in the creation of the worlds, not just the physical world and the universe, but everything else. We can study Kabbalah, we can study whatever he's revealed to us, that we can try to know. That's not actually the description of him, it's a description of his workings, of what he made.
So the operative verb would be to know, like not like we can see the workings, we can appreciate, but we can know. He's using yediyah. Is it like?
Yeah, because ultimately knowing is stronger than anything else.
Right.
So I can be looking at something. Is this a real photo or is this a photoshopped mm-hmm. photo? What is that I'm looking at? Ultimately, what you know of something is stronger than what you see. Seeing is a way of coming to know what it is. But when I'm looking at something, I want to know what it is. Person can look outside and see the world, another person can understand exactly how the leaves grow and what may know
it. But it says knowledge. Like yediyah as opposed to sensing, appreciating.
I think he's assuming that yediyah is the fullest of all. All of those things lead to yediyah.
And he's saying yediyah, not like recognize, not hakara.
He's using them somewhat interchangeably here, but I think because he's talking about Hashem, he wants to use yediyah.
Yediyah.
I can be makir something, but it can be ephemeral. You know something, it has a connotation of more permanence. But since we cannot know anything about him, noda shezehu be'emes ikar hashleimus l'nevaram, therefore it follows, therefore we know that the greatest shleimus, again, our goal is to seek the fullest realization of our potential or our task. So the fullest realization of our task, of the nivra, the created, is to know him as much as possible. We can't know him. What can we know of him? His hanhagos. He teaches about his world. He teaches about the midos that he shows in the world, about ahava and chayin and chesed and rachamim and all of those things. Shaharei hashleimus hu chal al etzem hanose hashleimus. That's a deep idea, but he says, because shleimus takes effect on the item that carries the shleimus. What he means is, we're in his universe. We were granted the greatest understanding in his universe. And therefore, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to try to be the fullest in our understanding of this Bria that he put us in and that he put us at the top of. We carry the Shleimus. Within me, there is great, within my existence, I don't mean that I made it, within my existence is great Chachma. And my existence doesn't only mean my actual body, it means the world that I'm in and that I can perceive. So Shleimus is, completion is, trying to see Hashem in everything that he put me in the middle of. Since I can't know him, the only thing he gave us to be able to know is the midos and the chachma that he shows in this universe that he put us in. And when I say universe, I include the spiritual realms. Everything that he put us in the midst of that we can grasp and we can fathom, we are supposed to grasp and fathom. Im kein zeh shleimus shiagia mitzad shleimuso lezeh hamakom shehu mitziusiv av yosef. If so, this is his completion, that he should reach to the degree possible of his existence, another man's existence within the world that has all of this godly wisdom and greatness in it. He should try to process it and understand it. V'kevan shekol ha-nemtzayim b'arayis barach v'chachmasa u'ritzono. Since all that exists, God created with his chachma and his will. God willed a world, therefore there was a world. Tiyish shleimusim b'hakarasim chachmasa b'haviyasim u'vriyasim v'hanagasim. Their shleimus is when they recognize the chachma that's in their existence and their creation and all that is conducted around them. But he just used the word chachma, but that's only half the story. V'hine k'shem shetzricha ha'chachma l'shtalim, just like chachma has to approach shleimus, try to understand Hashem as much as possible. K'mo kein, similarly, tzarech ha'rotzon l'hishtalim, the will has to be completed, has to approach completion. Shahare anu roim, for we see. Now, what, who says, maybe I should just understand Hashem, like was that famous mathematician or philosopher who said, just because I can explain ethics doesn't
Descartes.
Mean... Is he the one who said, if I were a math professor of trigonometry, of geometry, it doesn't mean I'm a triangle, so if I'm a professor of ethics, doesn't mean I'm a master of it? Well, there's something highly problematic with that. I forget who it is now, but what he's saying here is, just chachma without ratzon, very bad. How do you know? Sha'rei onurom, for we see. Shemi she'esh lo chachma. Somebody has chachma. Ve'ing lo ratzon shalem. But he doesn't have completion. Again, the word completion is not a good usage because in English it has a different connotation than in our svarim. I remember when Shleimus, shalem. I remember. But it means effort at approaching completion. Fulfillment, realization of potential. I remember when I happened to have learned a lot of my smicha learning was under a Rav in Muncie, not Muncie, his uncle's in Muncie, in Williamsburg, a Rav Vosner. His grandfather is the Shevet HaLevi, Diane Vosner from Bnei Brak.
Wow.
So his grandfather once came in to speak, and we all went to hear him, and he was praising. His grandson was there, and other members of the family. And I remember he said, and someone who is shalem ma'od, is very shalem. See, in English, it doesn't make any sense to say very complete. Either the pie is complete or you took a slice out. But because it's a given, in our development. We can never be shalem. So when we talk about being mishtalem, we mean approaching completion. We don't mean being absolutely complete.
That means he's coming to his potential.
Right, exactly. Realizing potential, development on a path toward what we could be. It's a destination we never reach. When we talk about the pursuit of shleimus, in English when you say you want to be complete, ask for a whole pizza pie, not a slice missing. It's like, it's simple. When we talk about shleimus and avodas Hashem, we always necessarily mean trying to get there. We never mean fully getting there. So when we talk about being mishtale, we mean working at completion. Technically, the translation of mishtale means it's the verb of completing oneself, but we don't mean that you actually get there.
What's the difference? I mean, dveikus and shleimus.
It just has a different kind. Dveikus is clinging to Hashem. Shleimus is realizing your potential.
But does dveikus... Is that possible with that chachma or ratzon?
No,
have both of them.
It's a different term.
So it's a different term, but
different perspective on the same process.
But it's the same thing, right?
Right.
Getting there.
Exactly. Okay, what we're saying is you have to cling to Hashem's chachma and your will has to be aligned with His will.
Right.
That is to be dovek b'Hashem.
Yeah. Right. Otherwise, you're not there.
I mean, they basically should be synonymous, just different perspective on the same thing.
But can we really actually reach shleimus? Because doesn't our, we're given. We have a potential, that would be our shleimus. But as we approach that and reach it and complete it, we're given something else.
No, this is semantics. We never reach it. We reach a certain goal, but we don't reach our shleimus. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah, every person could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, or a rasha like Yerovam ben Nevat. The bar is so high that we don't reach our shleimus. Therefore, it's a given when you talk about being mishtalem. We just mean working towards shleimus. And that's why you can describe somebody as being shalem ma'od. What do you mean shalem ma'od? Shalem is the binary question, yes or no.
Yeah. Don't we have moments of shleimus? I mean, maybe we have moments where our will is with Hashem. It may not, It may only last 60 seconds, but...
I haven't. We're working at it, but...
But it isn't...
Man is very great. His potential is very great. And this is not discouraging. This is highly encouraging. You have a machine that can do something. It's just like scientists have discovered we use about a tenth of our brain power. It's probably a smaller percentage in our neshama power. But the fact that you can study and work at it and tap into it, if I even get to 13%, then I'm already... A man can be very shallow.
But I think that, you know, like, go back to, like, the makom idea, and just, like, the completion is not our understanding of completion, like the missing piece of the planet. That it's also not linear or, when a physical approaching, it's not like the case where the closer you get that the goal moves over. Like when you teach a child to walk and you keep going back. So right. You get, Hashem's not moving further for us to gain more.
I mean, it depends on what realm you're talking about. But the perspective I'm talking now, it's just that man by his very creation has such a high potential.
And that you can
you don't
keep
have, you don't
going,
have to move the target.
Like, no, yeah. But the target there is like a makom status of the target.
Right. If you measure a person... versus where he's at a given moment, then it is a moving target. Right now, I can't be a tzaddik like Moshe, or Desta talks about Nekuda Sambachira. Right now, I mean, this might have been what you meant, that right now I can do things to the fullest of my current potential, but my overall potential is much greater.
We change, but Hashem doesn't.
Right, and even the potential in Hashem doesn't really change. But right now, I can't achieve the fullest of what... I mean, similar to human development. What can this child be? He could be a great chacham, but not at 6 months. Right now, the best he can do is walk through his mother. Right. Now he's explaining why you can't have disparity between chachma and shleimus. For we see that somebody who has chachma ve'ein lo ratzon shalem, but he doesn't have completion in will, ain't no shalem klal. He's not shalem at all. Va'adarava, to the contrary, od tosif hachachma ra'a al ra'aso. His chachma, it's bad. It's worse for him. Kemo misha makir erach adrochem hayisharim v'nasivas atzedek. Like somebody who recognizes the value of the straight paths and the ways of righteousness. Avol ritzonom mushchas, but his will is corrupted, is ruined. V'chofetz b'chol resha, and he desires all evil, v'nullos, and like aberrant behavior, v'chol oshek, v'chomos, and... extortion and corruption. So in his chachma, he can give a shir exactly on how things are supposed to be, and he's doing all the opposite. It's terrible. It's worse. It'd be better if he didn't have all that chachma.
Is that like an
happy
color?
Huh?
Is that like an apikores?
Yeah, if he's a real... Yeah, it's hard to find like a real apikores, but if he's like a real world-class apikores, then yeah. Yodea es makir es baru machavin limrbo. He knows his creator and he has intention to rebel against him. The more chachma he has and the more his ratzon goes in the other way, that's worse. A lot of people, they just don't have the chachma. Not as bad. So, halo yelech tamid below chemda. He'll go constantly without any... sounds like treasure, but there's nothing good. Ki bahashkifo el hachachma. When he looks at the chachma, yismarmer al nafsho. He'll become angry at his soul, mitzad ritzon, because of his ratzon. He's so angry about the fact that his chachma is here and his ratzon is there, and he can't get them together. Hamoshcho l'chol dvarim shem hepach hachachma. His ratzon is drawing him to all kinds of things that are the opposite of chachma. Man has tremendous potential for contradiction, for internal paradox. Uchesheyitein daitel ritzonu hanolos, and he'll pay attention to it, he'll apply his mind to his will, which is aberrant, tiyasreyu chachmas alponov. So then his chachma gives him musr to his face. It's like it hurts him. Ki rava vamar darko, because his way is bad and bitter. V'yia miyarshe tarte gehenim. And he'll be from the people who inherit double gehenim. And I mentioned last week, that's a reference to a Gemara where Rava, you know, nobody knows how to give musr like the chachma Gemara. Rava says to his talmidim, do me a favor, don't be from the people who get Gehenim twice. What he means is, here you are, you're learning, you're studying Torah, you're getting all kinds of chachma, you're denying yourself all the nice things in Olam Hazeh. So, in this world, you're denying yourself a lot. If you're going to do that and you're not going to live up to the chachma, so you're not going to have olam haba either. See, so you're going to double dip Gehenna, pardon me. You're going to have nothing in this world and nothing in the next. So it's a strong musar, because and this is very often what the musar in yeshivas is like. You think you're better off. If you don't live up to what you're supposed to be, you're going to be worse off. So he Rebbe says to Talmidim, don't be those who are yoresh, a double Gehenna. So Rav Kook is saying that's what happens when a person has chachma and his ratzon is diametrically opposed to his chachma. It's worse than if he had nothing. Now, that's all on the bad side, on the depleted side, where his ratzon is no good. Says Rav Kook, v'hine min hatzad ha-garua novin al hatzad ha-ma'ula. From the bad side, we can now apply the same principles and understanding to get to the good side, the elevated side. Shekemo shetzaruch shleimus b'chachma kein tzaruch shleimus b'ratzon. We just said if a person's ratzon is totally at odds with his chachma, that's very bad. But on the other end of the other extreme, but that means what's totally good is when the ratzon is totally synchronized with the chachma. Totally bad is when it's not. So totally good is when it is. Okay, ukashem she'inyan ha'chachma u'mahusa hi ha'kar v'ha'yidiyah. Just as the real matter of chachma and its essence is recognition and knowing, seeing things for what they are, knowing truths, which ultimately means the truth of Hashem, because it's what it all points to. Any chachma that doesn't lead to Hashem is some breakdown in its ultimate. A person can learn some whole science, but and not come to the conclusion, Ma Rabu Ma'asecha Hashem, there was some breakdown in his course of study. He made it to 101, 201, 304, but he didn't get to the 601. The last important step he missed. So all chachma is the recognition of Hashem. V'hatzad ha-shalem shabah, and the level of completion in it, yedavki yediyas han hagosa yisbarach v'dark yituvah, is knowing the ways of his hanhaga and the ways of his goodness. Again, because we said before, knowledge of Hashem we don't have. It's beyond man. But knowledge of his ways, if we work hard, we can study. That's the Rambam writes in Mar Nevuchim, all the descriptions of Hashem in the words of the Nevi'im. Rachum, Chanan, Erechapayim, they're not actually descriptions. They are descriptions of midos that he shows us from which we are supposed to learn, whereby we come closer to him. Okay? Mipnei shezehu gvul ha-shleimus shel metzius ha-etzem ha-nefesh. Because that's the border of shleimus for the existence of the one who carries the shleimus, meaning us. See, great thinkers are bothered by finitude. Most of us don't walk around thinking, I wish I could know actually him. Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim. It's not good enough for me. I need to. But great people are bothered by the finitude. He says that, but that's the border, because that's as far as we can go. We can't go further. So it must be limited to that. Okay? But since that's what it is, the chachma of him that we know is only of his hanhago, his action, the midos he manifests. Kein vaday sheshlemus haratzon tia yidei sheyir ritzono shalem kimo kein b'mesh sheyir bedugma shlemus haratzon aliyan kaviyach. Very simply, if the fullest level of chachma is the chachma of Hashem's ways, the fullest level of ratzon is the ratzon of Hashem's ways. Okay? Shehu makar metzius kolhan imtzos v'anagosim. He's the source of all that exists and all of their ways. Is the will, not he, his will. Why is there ahava, chanun, rachum, planets and suns and moons that are 200 billion light years away? And that all exists because of one thing, ratzon Hashem. Hashem himself I can't know. But the will of Hashem we see manifest in whatever we're able to grasp and see and perceive in the universe, and in the chachma of the universe, even the intangible chachma, in theoretical mathematics, that's also, it works that way because of the Ratzon Hashem. Im kein, efsher, it's impossible, ki im, but only, sheyir ratzonu notem mamish rak lasos ratzon aviv sheba shamayim. What else should my will be but to do the will of my Father in heaven? That's the fullest, that's the highest completion. And since we explained Shazet Inyan Hashlemus Hamiti, that is the concept of complete real completion, Hanirtsa, turn to Memches, that is wanted, Vahanechmad, and that is cherished, Mitzad Atzmo. Vigam Chasto Yisparach Godol Gamkane, and his chesed is so great, Ad Shechonon Osono, Deya Vahaskel, he favored us with Deya and Seichel, Vahasig Mizek and Marmidli, to grasp of this, Gemar Medli is a phrase from it's from Haftarah of Nachum, from Navi Yeshaya, Perek Mem. It means a drop in the bucket. His Chachma is infinite. Well, we owe all the Chachma we read in all the Svarim, it's a drop in the bucket, but he gave us at least that favor. A donkey can't grasp that. Man can grasp things that are way beyond any other creature. The fi erech ha-hasaga ba'atzma, per the value of hasaga itself, betaras mashal, that's a very deep idea. I think what he just said is that even knowledge and understanding that we talk about is just a mashal to really understanding Hashem. I don't know what those words mean, but somehow it's diminishing. Even all the chacham we have, it's not just that it's a drop in the bucket. It's only a mashal to a drop in the bucket. How encouraging is that? Very. It's discouraging and encouraging at the same time because it means that everything we have is.
It's a star.
Yeah, it's so tiny. On the one hand, it's so vast. And we study things and we work out, oh, I finally grasped something, this is huge. You're right, on the one hand it's huge. Compared to an amoeba, it's huge. Compared to the universe, it's tiny. Just like you see in the physical world, these vast amount, the world of Chachma is the same way. And all of our shlemus, whatever we can get, is, but at least it's something.
But yeah. When you think, like with the physical world, like what people see now in DNA, it's like, who would have known?
Right.
You know?
Right, the Chochmah of Hashem and the tiniest atom or the tiniest gene or whatever it might be.
And it's all there.
Yeah. It
like helps you interest it, something
right.
like that.
It's huge and it's tiny at the same time. Right.
But if you know what it is or what... Before people knew what DNA was, you'd think, oh, a drop of blood, you know, excuse me. You know, it's like nothing, you mm-hmm. know. But the more you understand...
Yeah, like you can analyze a cell and figure out what's doing with a whole organism.
If you know what one... If you can... But you have to come to know that so that the more
right.
you know...
Like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Bisari Echaze Elokah, for my flesh I see God. What do you mean for my flesh? Even his physical world is in a way. What difference is my... But you're right, it's a sample. It's you generalize from the small to the big. And the
more you know or you more do discover about that potential, like you can...
Right, right, you yeah, 100%, yeah. So even though it's so tiny, yeah.
So then the more, to finish that, the more you perceive this, then the more you realize there is so much more, so it seems as if that goal is moving further away from you.
Right.
Like the infant trying to walk.
Yeah, the more we understand, the more we know
then
we don't
realize
know.
It's
I think everything in the physical world, Hashem made it that way as a mashal for the world of Chochmah.
Exactly,
the more you
yeah.
research something, oh my goodness, you realize the system is much more complicated than we thought.
Right.
So
and each
the greater the scientist is, the more he can tell you we don't know.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And the same thing with Chochmah Satara.
Right.
Rebbe, who was very close to Moshe Feinstein, when he was in his 90s one day, he came in the morning, Moshe had a long face on. And they said, what's the matter, Rebbe? He said that his health is not good. And the doctor told him he used to like get up at 3 in the morning, at 2 in the morning to learn. Because the rest of the day he was giving shiur, and people were asking him things. It was only quiet time. And the doctor told him he can't do it anymore. It's not good for his health. So he's sitting there, he says, oh, bleib in a gross amaretz. I'm going to remain a big amaretz.
Okay.
But he meant it. He wasn't joking. Moshe felt he's going to be a big amaretz. Okay. But that's because the more you open it up, the more you see how much...
When you read about, you know, the latest scientific things, you know, like a new cancer thing, say, oh, great, they're like, you know, if you're like us, you read it and say, oh, good, now they know, and the scientist is saying, good, now this is going to give us a whole new way to look at the problem, but
right.
we're just going to start
right.
again.
Right.
Like, now we have...
You uncovered
like,
a whole new system, and now there's
right,
another system
now,
I don't know too much
whoa,
about. Right,
you know,
right.
So now you're saying in the spiritual world, that's a parallel?
I believe
this?
So, yeah. I think Hashem gave us the physical world as a mushal. So why do you make a universe that's so vast? It's a mushal to other realms that are even bigger. I believe it's so. So because of that, on the third line, Vada Sheroi Lan L'Hishtadel Kol HaYamim L'Kayim Ma Shehorunu Chazal. Therefore, it is appropriate for us all the days, all the time, to fulfill what Chazal said. And here, now you read this Mishnah with a different emphasis. Have az kanomer kal kanesher rotz katzvi v'gibor kari. Be brazen like a leopard, light like an eagle, run like a deer, fast like a deer, strong like a lion. I feel like my son, when he used to know this, what do you see? When he was 2 years old, he could sing that whole thing backwards. Polar bear, that whole thing. Anyway,
right.
Last, but what's the end of that Mishnah? Lasos ritzon avicha shebashemayim. The word is ratzon, to do the will It doesn't say to do mitzvahs. It says to do the will of your Father in heaven. And he's saying, not just be, well, his will is that I should build a sukkah. No, no, no. It means to make, to do it because it's his will, which is, now we understand, is a world of a difference. I can be doing a mitzvah because it completes me, or I can be totally aligned. And this mission is about, I'm going to be like a lion. I'm going to go beyond myself to do the will of Hashem. He's saying that the mood of the Mishnah is, when you talk about Ritzon of Yishev HaShemayim, you're overcome. It's like you get an adrenaline rush that escapes beyond your normal confines. Why? Because now I'm talking about the Ritzon Hashem. That's the highest completion that tiny me, tiny little being me, can approach. Umayata, and now, I mean, based on this, Bin Tovin, very often he's borrowing phrases from Sukkim, but that means you shall surely understand, have Bina, because what is said to us in the words of the Chacham, let me paraphrase what he's about to say. He's forvarning Akasha, that's what we say in Yeshiva. It means he's speaking out a question. There's a question and answer here. We have some teachings that refer to the fact that it's really Hashem did all of this for himself, not for you. It's for himself. Everything Hashem created is for his own glory. And a number of other teachings that we're going to quote in a second. So people are bothered by that. What do you mean? If he's really a mative, if he's a person of, if he's a being of chesed, of goodness, it should be selfless. It should be, he wanted to do good to me. Not if it was all for himself, if he gave us mitzvahs and they do serve him, then that's problematic for me philosophically. Plus, we have a pasuk that says, in the pasuk in Iyo, that says, if you did righteousness, what have you done for him? Not true. If we have other statements that say it's really for himself, which there are such statements, then how do you reconcile the two? How is he a Baal Chesed? It's really for him. How do we say and nothing you do does anything for him if we have other statements that say it is for him? The answer he's going to give, I'm just paraphrasing the whole paragraph here, is because it has to be so. It is for us, but the best thing for us is to come to know him. Any other being, if I do a favor to you and it's self-serving, then the fact that it's self-serving takes away from the goodness of the action. If I give you a present because I'm hoping you'll give me back a bigger present, or even a smaller present, but then that takes away from the greatness of the benevolence. But if you are the Kol Yochol, the Ein Sof, the Infinite with a capital I, the being for whom the greatest goodness that can come to any other, really, even the word other only comes from his goodness. Any other being, the only good it can have is to come close to him in Chachma, in Ratzon. So of course everything Hashem made is for his glory, because the best thing that can happen to you is to come close to his glory. So they're both true. At a certain level, it's a really simple idea. There's no question, how could it be that Hashem made things for his own honor? That's not a problem, because the best thing for any created being is to do things for Hashem's honor. So is it for us? Yes. Is it for him? Yes. Because the best thing for us is to come close to him. That's what he's saying. It's a lot easier to say than to really plumb the depths of the implications of this. But more than that, to really live in a way that I'm really only trying to make a nachas ruach liyotzra for Hashem, and not seeking to perfect myself, I think is a very high level. He's showing us why it should be that way, but this is a life's work. I think it's the greatest of people who really do that, are part of, really just part of the bigger picture, not part of their own neshama. So now we understand when Chazal say avoda tzorech gavoa, that avoda is the service of Hashem is a need of the one above. Gavoa means the Eibishter, the one above, the higher one. What do you mean avod is a need of the one above? Hashem doesn't need anything. But this is an idea, by the way, this is an idea that Rabbeinu Bachaya talks about in a number of places in Chumash, including in this week's parsha, on the last pasuk, the end of Kriyashma. Ani Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Lios Lachem Lelokim. You know why I took you out of Mitzrayim? Because I felt bad for you, because I wanted to be your God. I needed to be your God. I needed a people. So I took you out, so you sound self-serving. Not a problem, because exactly right. What's best for us, quote unquote, this is a very bad way to put it, what's best for us is what's best for him. V'hachacham mikol adam baruch hakodesh. I should say it the other way. The chacham mikol adam refers to Shlomo HaMelech. It says in the book of Melachim, v'yachkam mikol adam, he became wiser than any man. So he's referred to as the Chacham Mikol Adam, because that's a pasuk. Ruach HaKadosh, and the Divine Spirit said, Amar Kol Pal Hashem L'maneh, all that Hashem made or did is L'maneh, for him. And the Chol Mashe Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Bar L'Chvod, everything Hashem created only for his honor. If you say that about a person, it's a terrible indictment. But if you say it about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's the absolute statement of his goodness to us. Sh'amru Chazal, and our sages say in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Shezeh Mara Shakol Baruch B'Shvili Yisparach, that Hashem made everything for himself. Shalachara Hadvarim Kashim L'Shmoa. L'chara means at first blush. When you apparently, the words are hard to hear. It's hard to accept it. Mitzad HaSeichel, from Seichel. Umitzad, and from the perspective, Shenir M'chas V'Shalom, Kemar Peminya Na'avodim Yav. When you first hear this, it lessens, it weakens. To be marfa means to lessen or weaken the grip. It weakens the whole concept of serving Hashem out of love. Shareha avoda me'ava tibochen lefigodol kavonos hameitiv l'tovos hamakavol. Generally, serving out of love is per the degree of the meitiv, the one who has done the favor before you serve him. How much did he do that for the good of the recipient? I serve a person out of love because I see that person only wants what's good for me. So I reciprocate, I want what's good for that person. But if Hashem created me, but then I start reading the sources and it says he made me for his own honor, so how do I serve him out of love? It sounds like his intention wasn't for my best interest. Always talks about gratitude and predicating our service on gratitude. Vizula ze yil from Riata Sosram Mashakas of Olam Chas Yibana. And without this, from Riata means from a quick reading, it sounds like this all contradicts the concept of Olam Chesed Yibana. The world was built on Chesed. What do you mean it's not Chesed? He had a need. He needed a world. And it also runs counter to the idea of Im Tzadakta Matitenlo. If you have been righteous, what have you given to him? That's the classic idea from Sefer Iyov that Hashem doesn't need anything. If you're serving him, it's only for yourself. It's not for him. What do you mean? We have all these other statements that say Hashem created it all for his honor. So we have a contradiction here. And other similar statements. But after a complete understanding, the answer really is that you need both. There are statements about how Hashem needs nothing. And Tzadakta Matitenlo, if you lived a whole life of righteousness, what did you give him? You gave him nothing. He doesn't need it. Your friend might need your tzedakah. Hashem doesn't need your tzedakah, doesn't need your carbon. So on the one hand, that's true. On the other hand, he made everything for his honor. Sounds like a direct contradiction. Says Rav Kook, no, you need both of those. They both go into the equation. And you don't understand anything if you don't have both of those statements. How? Certainly, his desire is to do good. But the true and grand and wonderful goodness, that's what he wants to do good. He doesn't want to do some low-level goodness. Since none other than him knows his shleimus and his honor, no being... I don't know why Hashem can't create a being that can know him, but his greatness is so great that no created being can know him. Yodeyahu, therefore he knows, She'ein shlemus yoser gedola v'shava klal l'shlemus hasagosa ritzona. The only great shlemus that a being can have is knowing his will. So therefore, ratzo l'zakos b'zeis nivrov, so he wanted to give an opportunity, to give a zchus, a merit to his created, to his creatures. Ki kol shleimus zulasa b'teil v'mitziyusa neged zeh shleimus hakadosh baruch hu. Because any other development, any other completion, any other achievement is absolutely nullified and rendered null and void, neged, contrasted to this great and holy shleimus. Basically, anything else that a created being will achieve is nothing when put against the aligning himself with the knowledge and will of Hashem. It's all nothing. It doesn't show up on the screen. If you we're making a graph, if you can put this one on the chart, then this one doesn't register, not even with the most sensitive machine. It's just not there. Achra yediyas ha'emes, after knowing the truth, al kein yotzer asana ba'ofen shenemali v'nashlem ritzana. Therefore, he created us in a way that we can fill and fulfill his will. Im kein, If so, zehu godel hachesed she'ein lo erech v'hamshel klal. That is the greatest kindness, that there's no evaluation and no analogy to it at all. V'al kein, therefore, vaday olam chesed yibonah. Certainly, the world is created out of chesed. And at the same time, v'im nitzdak ma nifa'lo. I'm sorry, not this is the same idea. And if we do righteous, what have we done for him? I mean, it's all chesed. He needs nothing. It was all chesed. Mitzad atzmo. From the perspective of he himself, quote unquote. Lulei shechofetz lezako seina bezos hamala shel milu ritzana. If not, that he wanted to give us merit, give us opportunity by fulfilling his will. God created, he did a goodness to create some other being other than himself. And he did this kindness of giving that being the opportunity to make itself as great as possible, the only possibility for which is coming close to him. So whatever he created, he didn't need to create anything. From the perspective of he himself, he didn't need anything. But anything he created for his glory. Because the only goodness you can bestow upon man, you can bestow upon a creature, is to know and will Hashem. V'im kein. And if so, you can review this like 101 times, maybe. But at some level, it's simple. At some level, it's very, very deep. V'im kein habeir shel omek hachesed. And if so, the explanation of the depth of chesed, hu shehakol baro lechvod, is that everything was created for his glory. V'chol po'al Hashem l'maneu, and everything Hashem made is for him. V'avod etzarech gavoa, and service is, quote-unquote, a need of Hashem. To the degree that he created man, he needs man to serve him. But he only created man out of chesed. Baruch Hashem le'olam, amen v'amen.
Amen.
These words, there's a lot of emotion in everything Rav Kook writes, and he's saying this comes with, and the next piece will be, and this should all lead us to humility. Because if a person, after all this, if a person can have any sense of self, of me, of I, it means he's totally not looking at this picture. So all of this, he says this leads us to understand the greatness of the trait of humility. Because when a person has a sense of self, of me, of my accomplishment, he's like not looking at reality. Because this is the true reality. Even if it's not the reality that most of the world looks at, but this is true reality. And we'll continue in Sashem and Page Mem Tes in 2 weeks.
Correct? 2 weeks.
Okay.
What is this? Next week we're just taking a break. And then we're going to start a summer session.